This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Welcome to the end of the traditional work week. Happy Friday.
I'm so glad it's Friday.
I feel like this week went by really fast, and then now this weekend that is upon me, I don't actually have anything to do.
Oh, man. Those are famous last words. I feel like you're going to walk into an I was about to curse. You're going to walk into an S. Anytime I've said, man, I got nothing going on, everything happens.
Now all of a sudden you're committed.
And it's not fun stuff. It's like stuff that you don't even want to do.
I mean, there's things I want to do, but there's nothing I really have to do.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping it stays like that, especially because it's going to be kind of crappy weather. So, you know.
Stay inside, catch up on some shows.
Yes, it's going to be great.
Yeah.
So happy weekend, everyone. Let's inform the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power.
So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Salon. Today, it's World Tattoo Day, so maybe you should go get a tattoo this weekend.
I'm in for that.
I'd be up for that as well. It's been a minute since I've gotten a tattoo, and I keep putting it off.
It's been like 8 years for me. And for Danny, it's been like 8 days.
Yeah.
I know.
he's always getting a new tattoo.
He's leaving for New York today. Anytime he leaves town, he comes back with a tattoo, so I wouldn't be surprised if he comes back with a tattoo.
Don't tempt me, Steve Miggs.
Do I need to tempt you?
Challenge accepted.
I wouldn't be surprised if we checked his phone history, his search history, which I don't want to do. But if we did, there would probably be like tattoo shops in New York City.
Well, you know, I mean, maybe.
He's always researching.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Just in case. He might be getting a 1 a.m. tattoo. You never know.
You just don't know. I mean, 1 a.m., that's early in New York. Yeah. I mean, that's like doing it during happy hour. One of my buddies at the gym, he just got a giant back piece, and it's amazing. But like, it's because that's like my next spot is I want to get a back piece done.
Ooh.
So, of course, I'm talking to him, and he's just like, yeah, man, it's really itchy, and you can't itch it. And just like trying to put the lotion on your back, or like, you know, like,
why don't you help a brother out and lube him up?
That's how, honestly, before then, we never had a conversation. I walked into the locker room, and he's got like this apparatus with like a stick wrapped with like some kind of like saran wrappy type of thing, and then he's got like that, you know, like the Aquaphor on it, and he's doing this, like his head, you know, he's using his hands to kind of like do it to his back. And I walk in on that, and, you know, Sometimes you just, I was like, if I ignore it, that's weird. I'm like, how's it going? He just starts laughing. He's like, I got a back tattoo. And it was a nice one.
Cool.
But I was like, would it be awkward if I'm like, do you need some help? I wouldn't do that.
Did you use an extra set of hands, my brother?
You have the most interesting bathroom stories. Like,
I know.
Everywhere you go, there's just something weird happening in the bathroom.
I have some of my favorite memories happening in the bathroom, I tell you. But it is a nice back piece. Like, the tattoo is pretty sick. But I don't know if I want to go through all the effort and pain. Mainly if it's just the upkeep after the fact. Like, trying to get the lotion on there. You know.
You have to, like, have an assistant with you all day.
Or I'll have to borrow his stick that he put together. It was impressive, like, how he MacGyvered it. And he's, like, making it all happen.
It's a slippery stick.
What's your, if you had to pick, since it is World Tattoo Day, what's the one tattoo on you that means the most?
I mean, I guess my family crest, my Scottish family crest.
We all saw it at the St. Patrick's Day parade as you took your pants off.
I mean, I took them down. I didn't take them off.
I mean, you were one sneeze away from having them all the way down to your knees. Danny, what's yours?
My chest piece that has Lily's name on it, her personal last name, and then it has like some flowers for Lily, and then my last name, which is my mom's maiden last name for my mom.
For me, it's the Virgin Mary tattoo I have, because that was the prayer card when my grandfather passed away.
Exactly it,
which I always love sharing the story, because my grandfather hated that I had tattoos, so I have this, my arm is like a giant tribute to him. And he would hate it if he was alive. But that's the relationship that we have.
I think
that's the right thing to do. Hey, the Sonics, are we getting one step closer or are we kind of getting one step further away? It depends on if you're an optimist or a pessimist. But the Boston Celtics just were sold for $6.1 billion. It's a lot of Dunkin' Donuts, I got to tell you. Well, anyways, now depending on NBA approval. But this might delay NBA expansion, which would mean, like, you know, the return of the Sonics and also a Vegas team might not happen right away. But some believe also this was one of the major hurdles that we had to cross before they would even have the conversation about expansion. So it's all on how you look at it.
Yeah.
But let's hope that the Sonics come back sometime soon. Some people believe maybe 2027.
Gonzaga absolutely dominated Georgia last night, 89-68. They're going to face Houston next, and this would be their 10th consecutive Sweet 16 appearance.
Wow.
A lot of brackets, though, did get blown up yesterday. Who the hell is McNeese State? They upset Clemson.
I had no idea until last night. I'm like, where is that? Was it like Louisville, I think?
Sure.
Okay.
Round two is tomorrow and Sunday. Danny, are we doing okay in our brackets?
I am, bitches.
I don't give a about your bracket.
I am leading the pack of our little bracket competition, 130 points. Steve is in second at 110 points. Oh. And Taryn, you came in last at 100 points.
Perfect. You know what? Now I kind of like it because I'm not in last place.
I also don't know how these brackets work or how we got that many points, but there you go.
Well, thank God for websites that do the math for us and we don't have to worry about it.
Because we're dumb.
I don't give a fuck about your bracket.
All right. As far as weather, we're hitting a high of 49 degrees. It's going to rain today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino, and that's what's up.
Yesterday, we saw this report that Lime scooters here in Seattle have now surpassed 1 million rides since earlier in the year. And then we ended up getting this text from a listener who shared how he was once fined for riding one. And this is a cautionary tale that must be told for anyone that rides those scooters.
This is crazy.
We're going to chat with him about it at 6:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra.
Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yesterday, it was reported that Lime scooters in Seattle have now surpassed 1 million rides since earlier this year, making our fair city one of Lime's top global markets.
I see them everywhere. I mean, just the other day, we almost got hit by somebody when we were leaving T-Mobile Park, but people use those after concerts. I've never been on one.
No, me either. Between you and I, we account for zero of the 1 million rides.
This year's our year, though.
It is. Ridership has gone up to 286% since 2023, which is wild. And we see them everywhere. And then we ended up getting a text from a rockaholic about these Lime scooters. His name is Ed, but instead of reading his text, we got Ed on the phone. Ed, you're from Bonnie Lake, and you're a Lime scooter connoisseur of sorts?
It's actually the first and only time I've been on one.
Okay, because I saw your text. I'm like, we got to talk to Ed, because this might be one of the dumbest reasons why somebody has ever been fined, and it's because of the Lime scooters.
Yep.
Tell us the story.
Long story short, parked at whichever parking garage I was going on a little mini date to a cricket game, and right there, right at the entrance, or I guess the exit at the time of the parking garage, there was just one Lime scooter sitting there perfectly. Now, I'm normally a walker, you know, it's not a long walk, plus I step it out, quick walk for me. But the gal I was with at the time, she takes a step or two and stops and smells the flower, takes another step.
Hey, she's living in the moment, man.
I guess so, but literally, hey, I will download the app right now. I see people riding tandem all the time, all over the place on those things. Let's go. She says, sure, let's do it. Get on the thing. It's good for about a minute, and then the moment we hit maybe like a 1 or 2 degree incline, the thing just stops. I get a little notification saying my ride's over. So whatever, we walk to Climate Pledge Arena, go on with our night, and the next morning I check my bank statement and I have a $64 and some change charge, and I go, well, that's not right. It was like a minute and a half ride. Do some Googling, find a phone number, finally get through to somebody with whoever manages the company or the scooters. You go, hey, yeah, I had a really short ride, but I got a $64 bill for it. And she just pauses and goes, two people, huh? And I go, definitely. That's about all there is to do about it. We can't refund it, but, you know, that's it.
So I did not know that you could get fined if you do tandems.
She just said I exceeded the weight limit, which, to be fair, back then I was pushing about 285. So
I decided to Google it. I was wondering, what is the maximum weight limit for a Lime scooter? And they say the rider and any items, 220.
Oh, man, you're a rule breaker.
Oh, so I broke it before she even got on.
So, and I have to ask then, you said back then you were 285. Are you weighing less than that now?
I am. I'm about 240-ish right now.
Okay, I got to ask.
I'm 6'5", though, so I hit it well. But
I remember there was a point where I was at 285. I'm 6'3", and I remember the rock bottom moment for me was when we were jokingly sitting on those scales at the airport for the luggage, and I saw it hit like 280-something. I'm like, I haven't weighed myself. Oh, my gosh, what the hell has happened? And that was like the moment where I was like, I need to start losing some weight. Was this, in a way, a rock bottom moment for you, too, where you're like, you know what? I got to drop some LBs.
For a while, I've been thinking I got to drop some LBs, but I don't really think I had a rock bottom moment. What happened is I switched jobs. I mean, great company. Started loving life again. Wasn't eating myself unconscious after work every
Fair.
Day. And it just
yeah.
started dropping.
That's awesome, dude. Well, so you ended up having to pay the fine. You couldn't fight it at all, right?
No, and I also feel like even if I had a chance, I don't think I would have try to really make a big fuss.
Sometimes it's just more trouble than it's worth trying to find a ticket.
It's a cautionary tale for anyone out there. If you're trying to do tandem, you could get dinged $64 on these Lime scooters. Well, thanks, man, for taking some time and chatting with us about this. That is just crazy that you got fined for that.
It happens, right?
Yeah, fair. That's the attitude
That's
to
learn.
Have.
Rock on, Ed.
All right. Thank you very much.
So what about the rockaholics? 206-803-ROCK. We learned that Ed got fined for being too darn heavy on a Lime scooter. So what about you? What's the dumbest reason you ever got fined or got a ticket? What about you, Steve? You ever got a bad ticket?
I mean, one time I got a ticket for doing 64 miles per hour in a on the freeway.
Oh.
Bad boys, bad boys.
I know, right?
What you gonna do?
I'm a real rebel. And that, oh man, I don't even want to get going, but that cop had the nerve to say, I'm cutting you. I'm being generous.
Wow.
And I'm like, what are we being generous about? I'm 4 miles over the speed limit. That's what you clocked me at. It was the weirdest thing.
Well, Rockaholics, let's weigh in. 206-803-ROCK. What about you? The dumbest reason you ever got fined or got a ticket. Call in now. 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Scorpions.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, what is the dumbest reason you ever got fined or got a ticket? 206-803-ROCK. We're going to chat with John here in just a second because John got fined for having a keg party.
Oh, boy.
But first, let's catch up with Kevin from Seattle. Kevin. Kevin.
I have faith. Kevin's there.
There's Kevin. Tell us about what happened at the police department.
Hey, what's up? It's actually Trucker Rob.
Oh. How did it go from Trucker Rob to Kevin?
I told him it was Trucker Rob, and just to prove it.
All right, let's go. So what happened, Trucker Rob?
Talking about, I work for a company. I do deliveries as a commercial truck driver. I actually had to do a delivery at a police station. So I pulled up front in their loading zone, 15-minute loading zone. And I'm in there moving stuff around. Well, I came back out. Evidently, I was there 2 minutes late. So as I came out, a parking meter lady who works for the police station that I'm delivering to gives me a ticket for being 2 minutes over the 15-minute level.
That sucks for you, but that's funny for everybody else. What?
Oh, no, I fought it. I'm like, are you being that? I said, I'm delivering to the police station you work for. So I took it to the court. Judge pretty much threw it out and kind of read her the riot act a little bit, especially when he found out I got it in front of the police station that I was doing a delivery to.
Oh, dude, I would be like, I would take that ticket and just walk right back into the police station and be like, look what I just got for you guys.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was just like, really? And it was a $136 ticket for being 2 minutes over the 15-minute limit.
Just needed to make an example out of you.
What
sir.
A pain in the ass. You got to go to court and fight something like that.
That is the worst. John from Yum, tell us about the keg party that got a little out of hand.
Yeah, this is Sean. So back in 88, 89, when I was attending Highline High School in Berrien, my mom went on vacation, so I decided to throw a keg party. Well, somehow it got out district wide, and tons of people showed up. Cars all up and down the road. Had a live band in the garage. The backyard was pretty sizable. Bunch of people back there. And the neighbors were pretty cool about it from across the street. They didn't say anything. But eventually the police showed up, and they were like, this is out of hand. So they called the fire department. Well, then the fire department showed up, and as they were standing at the gate counting people coming out of the gate from the party, they were sitting there clicking it, and it was like, huh, that's kind of weird. You know, never seen a fire department bust a party before. And so then, a couple weeks go by, none of the neighbors say anything. My mom thought I totally got away with it. Then my mom goes out and checks the mail one day, and in the mail was a fine from the fire department for over-occupancy, having too many people in too small of an area.
How many people did they say how many people you had?
Oh, God, it was like over 500.
What?
Yeah. What? Yeah, no, it, like I said, it went total district-wide. There was students from Mount Rainier, Tite, Evergreen. I mean, it was just absolutely insane.
This sounds like the plot to one of those movies, like Superbad or something along those lines. That's crazy.
Yeah, it was a good time. It was kind of interesting when my mom got the ticket. She's like, well, is there something you want to tell me about? I was like, oh, what?
How much trouble did you get into for that?
How much trouble did I get in for that?
Yeah, with mom.
Not too bad. My mom was pretty cool.
My mom would not. No.
I'd
still be grounded right now.
Chandler from Tacoma, why did you get pulled over 3 times in the same night?
Hey, how's it going this morning, guys?
We're doing good.
Good. So I used to have an old 1977 Honda Accord when I was in high school, and it had a like a wire that would pull out of the back tail light every once in a while, and so it went out one night. I got pulled over. The cop said, you got a tail light out. I said, okay. He gave me a fix-it ticket, which, you know, you get it fixed within 15 days, you get it down, and they get rid of the ticket. Well, I said, okay. So I went about my, the rest of my night, got pulled over again about 2 hours later for the same thing. And the cop said, do you have a taillight out? I said, yeah, your buddy just gave me a ticket like 2 hours ago. And he's like, well, you're not supposed to drive around. Oh, I was like, no. Well, I got to finish my night. You guys give me 15 days. So he's like, okay, well, just go get it fixed and blah, blah, blah. So I was like, okay. And I know, Steve, you're from Puyallup. You remember when Vans Arcade was down in downtown Puyallup?
No, I don't.
No, it's down where like the old Kmart used to be.
Okay.
Kind of down on that River Road strip right there. Anyway, I was headed down there, and I got pulled over a third time because the taillight was still out. And wow. So, you know, the cop comes over, and he's like, you know, you got a broken taillight? And I said, yeah. And then I looked at my rearview mirror, and I just happened to see that one of his headlights was out.
Oh.
And I said, you know, you got a headlight out. And he just looked back, handed me my license back, and said, have a good night, sir. And,
very lucky.
I could have went a whole other way. I'm like, nobody likes a wise guy and gives you a worse ticket for that. That's crazy.
Rockaholics, you know it would be crazy if you could call up and beat Steve right now. He currently has a record of 84 wins, 40 losses, and 21 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 6:50.
The Daily Migs Show.